what happens if I don't have anything to share with you? What if I've had so much fun this week that all I've got is my container of fun memories? Let's keep calm and mother on. Mothering is way too important to do alone and way too serious to be serious all the time. My name is Christy Thomas, and I am here shoulder to shoulder with you, mothering and enjoying life together. This is the podcast where you can focus on being mindful and taking a deep breath with me and learning new things so you can pause and savor the amazing life you already have. This episode is a very short, friendly reminder episode. I've spent so much time this week with friends and socializing and reading fiction, and just having long, lingering meals and trying to just slow down and really live, that I don't have much to tell you this week. But I want to encourage you with this. I want to remind you that when you became a parent, when you became a mom, you did not give up your I'm a human card. You still have needs. You still have wants and desires and a full personality of awesomeness outside of being a parent, outside of being a mother, outside of being a father. And I want to encourage you this week to pause and to remember to really pour into your cup. The fan favorite Breathe With Me this week was about remember to soften to joy. And sometimes when we soften to joy and savor happiness and wish that on others, right? We can find it more easily in our own lives. Sometimes we have to work on it though and like actively pour into ourselves and be extremely intentional that we're noticing that joy and savoring the happiness and all of the things that go with it. So for today, I want to remind you, both are okay. You can have seasons where you're constantly surprised by happiness and you don't even realize how happy you are. And then you can have other seasons where you're constantly reminding yourself that this is a choice that you can make and that you can ask for help when you need it and that you have a whole team of people here on earth cheering you on and happy that you're here, even on days when happiness and joy feel heavy. We have to keep pouring into ourselves so that we can show our kids what it's like to love from that overflow spot. We can show other humans around us that we can love from that overflow spot, that we're important enough to take care of, and that from taking care of ourselves, we can spread that ripple effect. And in some seasons, I'm finding as a creative podcaster, right? In some weeks, there are seasons where my creativity is the process of living. And I don't have a product that's really amazing to show you. And I want to offer that to you too. That this week, it's just a reminder that living is a process, a creative, beautiful process for most of us. And the product is not always available. But the product is overvalued by our society, right? We're always looking for that finished end thing. And if you can remind yourself that there's lots of what's next, lots of new beginnings, lots of one-hit wonders out there that kept going anyways, they mattered too. So don't forget, you're moving along here. And today matters. It's your unrenewable resource. So use today well. Your self-care task for today is to socialize with a friend or with your partner. Go on a date with someone this week. Have lingering conversation. People that remember parts of you, or maybe you're new to a place and you're still looking for that connection and a little bit lonely, okay? But try the connection. Find a spot to connect and linger with someone. Your family fun for this week? I want you to go make tic-tac-toe squares wherever you are and play a tournament of tic-tac-toe. Okay. And if you want to do it in your driveway, great. If you're not going to die in the heat, or inside, or, you know, wherever you are, you can play tic-tac-toe, and it's a wide range of ages. So do a tic-tac-toe tournament and crown someone king or queen, and just have fun with it. Let that person pick dessert or go out for somewhere special, okay? Make a weird new tradition, a holiday in your house. Tic-tac-toe day. I don't know. That's how memories get made. Keep it light. Keep it fun. And remember, parenting and motherhood is way too serious to be serious all the time. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you have a really amazing day.